SIA President David Injimi says while the numbers may look a bit discouraging, if you add in the increases for free skiers, which is up 47%, overall alpine skiing is seeing a slight increase.
So if you take a look at it, and let's call them both downhill skiing, we actually had an increase of about 5% to 12.1 million last season. And that's a pretty good number. So what happens is when we define these numbers by the individual, how they respond to participation, when we ask alpine skiing, that's why alpine was down that 19%. But when we look at the total number of people on the hill, it was actually an increase of 5%.
Poor snow conditions, he says, can be blamed for most of the decline, but he says there are still some areas of the country pulling out of the recession.
In some parts of the country, the recession is still hitting, and you know, in the far west areas of the country in California. But most of it was weather-related last year, and we saw the season end with good snow, and we saw quite an increase near the end. And that also pushed for, we saw season's pass sales nationwide pretty much jump up this season because of that. And we're also seeing retail sales pushing up a little bit before above the year before. And that's all because of snow demand.
Some good news is that overall the price of season passes is going down.
There may be a couple of them that have gone up, but they've also expanded the use of them. And we're seeing the passes generated, whether it's a local resort here in Virginia or New England or in Utah and Colorado, there's a significant number of passes or multiple-day tickets that are being sold. Very few people pay the full price of a lift ticket. It's probably less than the 15% of the people that are on the hill.
The snow sports industry in Utah, he says, is growing.
From Utah, you've got about 206,000 alpine skiers, and that's about 2.5% of the total alpine participants in the country. You've got another 206,000 snowboarders, and that's 2.8% of the snowboard participants nationwide, and about almost 80,000 cross-country skiers. Your resorts did about 3.9 million visits, skier or rider days last season, and that's over more than 9% of the total U.S. of 56, almost 60 million rider visits last year. And your Utah visits increased 3.6% between 2011 and 12 to the 2012-13 season.
Some of the biggest growth, he says, is coming from kids getting into snow sports.
And that's a good thing. And a lot of that to do, for instance, in Utah, you have a great passport program for the 5th and 6th grade. It's one of the better ones in the country, actually. And that generates a lot of activity on the hill, getting these kids out there free, and then their parents go with them, which is a good thing.
The report also notes that the biggest issue for people not going out to ski and snowboard isn't money. It's that they don't have someone to go with. Injimi is forecasting a good season. Early snow in most parts of the country, he says, is always good news for this business. You can find out more by going online to snowlink.com. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.